everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, the OHL regular season is in the books, and now the chase for the J. Ross Robertson Cup is officially underway as the OHL playoffs started on three fronts on Thursday night. Coming up in a few moments, we'll have a little OHL playoff chatter. That's coming up, as we said, in a moment. First, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Nick Suzuki of the Owen Sound Attack. The first-round pick of the Vegas Golden Knights in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft finished off the regular season with 6 goals and 1 assist for 7 points in the final 3 Owen Sound Attack games of the regular season and was a +5 during that stretch. The 18-year-old, who hails from London, helping the Attack to clinch home ice as the number 4 seed in the opening round of the playoffs as they are now taking on the London Knights. That's just one of 8 OHL first-round playoff series, including 4 in the Western Conference. Larry Mallott has seen a lot of OHL playoff hockey. He's been behind the mic in Guelph for many years. And before the playoffs got underway, we chatted about the Storm, his experience, and of course that first-round matchup between the Storm and the Kitchener Rangers. Joined by Larry Mallott, the longtime voice of the Guelph Storm. And Larry, right off the bat, give me the quick history lesson. How long has it been behind the microphone of Guelph games?
It would be about 25 years, Terry, but here in Guelph, I've done play-by-play on and off dating back to 1975. I worked with a guy named Norm Jerry who taught me how to do the job, and he'd been the TV play-by-play voice of the New York Rangers back in the 60s.
So that's not a bad way to learn the ropes that way. So you've seen this Storm team since, of course, the move over there from Hamilton way back when, and now this year's team, you don't have to travel too far for a first-round series against the Rangers, and I'm sure anytime Kitchener and Guelph gets together, no matter where they are in the standings, it usually leads to some interesting hockey.
It certainly does, and it gets the fans wound up in this area for sure. I've seen quite a few times, unfortunately, over the years where the first round of the playoffs, depending on the opponent, might draw crowds that are not quite in the neighborhood of what we'll get for the Kitchener Rangers and the Guelph Storm, which is pretty close to a sellout, I would think, in both buildings.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the thing. You find that the visiting fans travel pretty well when it's those two teams.
They do. They get noisy. They made their presence known, and that's part of what makes the game fun.
Well, this year's edition sees the Rangers as the higher seed against the Storm, but these two teams played each other down the stretch, and Guelph picking up a couple wins. Does that sort of make things even more interesting coming into this series?
You know, it might. I was taking a look at how the Storm compared against potentially the other two teams they might meet, and against the Sarnia Sting, there was one overtime loss and 3 losses, so just 1 point. And similarly against the Sioux, a shootout loss and nothing else to show for it. Against the Rangers, the record was 3-4-1, and they won their last couple of games against them. So it should make it interesting, that and Giovanni Smith's presence on the other side.
Yeah, you definitely get those rivalries when a player goes against his former team like that. For fans who haven't had a chance to see the Storm down the stretch, I know there's been some ups and downs, but who are the positive players who've really shown, whether it's this year or even through their time in Guelph, to really have made an impact on that Storm team?
You have to begin with a guy who has 41 goals this season in Isaac Radcliffe, just a standout, and the Philadelphia Flyers are excited about him. And oddly enough, they're also excited about a Guelph native who plays for the Kitchener Rangers and Connor Bunneman. These guys are future Philadelphia teammates. Aside from that, there have been, I would think, a little bit of a surprise, and a guy that you would be familiar with, certainly originally coming from that Peterborough territory, Cedric Ralph, had a 24-goal season, a guy that was maybe going to be hard-pressed in some minds to make the team this year, but what a year he's had.
Of course, George Brennett, the longtime coach in the Ontario Hockey League, the GM coach this year, and I'm sure you've seen it this year, him putting his stamp on this hockey club.
Absolutely. I was familiar with how George operated from 20 years ago when he coached here. The team won an OHL championship, came within a goal of winning the Memorial Cup in Spokane, and George is certainly a tough taskmaster, but you won't get yourself in trouble as long as you do your job and work hard. And simple demands for any job, whether it's in hockey or whatever business you might happen to be in.
Larry, if you get a chance, you know, a night off, for example, during the playoffs, if you were to look around the OHL, what's a series where you think, I wouldn't mind either, you know, pulling up a seat in the crowd or getting a chance to watch it on TV if you were going to sort of take an intriguing look at one of the other series around the league?
well, right off the top in the West Conference, the one that in theory should be the one that would be a toss-up for a variety of reasons would be the Owen Sound Attack and the London Knights. London and Owen Sound are both teams that have surprised for different reasons. I think a lot of people expected more initially out of Owen Sound, but they picked it up the second half of the season. And then when London made all their moves at the trade deadline, the popular theory went they take a step back. Well, they didn't step back too much. So that series in particular in the West would really intrigue me.
How important do you think it was, the fact that Owen Sound was able to grab home ice right at the end?
I think it might be the crucial thing in this series, because when you talk about home ice advantage, there are two buildings that have a very distinct home ice advantage for their teams. In London, it's the crowd. You're talking over 9,000, almost a pro type of experience, especially for young kids going in there. And then in Owen Sound, it's the smaller confines of the Bayshore that make it difficult for teams that aren't used to playing in the smaller building like that.
That was longtime Guelph Storm voice Larry Malott. Here are the final CHL Top 10 rankings for the 2017-2018 season. And as they have been in this spot for many weeks now, the Sioux Greyhounds number one in Canada, the Sarnia Sting at number five, with other OHL representation coming from the Hamilton Bulldogs at eight, and the Kitchener Rangers at number 10, with honorable mention this week going to the Barry Colts. Congratulations to the Toronto Junior Canadiens as they captured the 2018 OHL Cup powered by Under Armour with a win by a score of 5-1 over the Vaughan Kings on Monday to wrap up the OHL Cup tournament. Congratulations to all of the minor midget players who put on quite a show during the week. They should all be proud. Certainly some great performances throughout that tournament, all heading towards the 2018 OHL Priority Selection, which is just around the corner on Saturday, April 7th. With the Ontario Hockey League playoffs underway, you can catch all of the action on OHL Live. Visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com for all the details. Well, that's going to do it for our show. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.